A carved bench unveiled over the weekend at the New Zealand Liberation Museum, Tarawhata, which is in Likinwa, represents the enduring friendship between Kiwis and the people of that small French town. It was a bench, one of four, donated by New Zealand Rugby to France to mark the sporting bond and friendship between our two countries. Three benches were gifted during last year's Rugby World Cup, with the fourth going to the Liberation Museum in Likinwa. The manager there is Josh Hansen, and he's kindly with us. Bonjour and kia ora to you, Josh. It's great to have you on Pakiwa.
Kia ora, Dale. Bonjour.
Thank you. This is a bit of a special event, and nice to talk with you. We've followed the establishment of the museum over the years, to be honest, Josh, and it really is a testament to the regard the people of that small town and the thanks that they afford those who stood at their side during the most trying of times. But tell us about this bench and the blessing, Baigati Ranana, and you know, who carved them, where they're sitting. So tell us more about the benches at the museum, please, Josh.
Sure, yeah. So this bench, donated by New Zealand Rugby and the All Blacks as one of four, really perfectly represents the partnership and friendship between France and New Zealand that the Te Arawhata commemorates and celebrates. So the New Zealand Rugby kindly donated the bench, and it sits just in, out front of our museum. And on Saturday, we had a great ceremony with over 300 locals, New Zealand Rugby, Ngāti Lānana, which really embodied the essence of what the museum's about, community and this enduring bond. The bench was crafted by the Māori Arts and Crafts Institute in Rotorua, and it's a beautiful testament to the connection between Aotearoa and France.
Tēnā koe, Josh. I'm picturing it in my mind's eye. There's probably a picture on the net, but I haven't got it here. Another great reminder of our connection to this small French town. Many Māori are drawn to Likinwa. Tell us about those who are coming through Tarawhata.
Yes, the many Māori with ancestors in whānau who fought in Likinwa in the weeks leading up to it. And in Te Arawhata, we have Te Ao Māori integrated throughout the exhibit through the work of Weta Workshop and through the work with Ngāti Waewae in the South Island, who are great supporters of the project as well. And that's really important for us. We call Te Arawhata our Tūranga Waewae in France. We want it to feel like when you enter, you're entering a small corner of Aotearoa within the small corner of Likinwa. So that's important to us, and this bench really adds to that. We had a family from Tokoroa on Sunday who talked about their grandparents who fought in the Somme, and they talked about how seeing these aspects of the Te Ao Māori within the museum was very meaningful for them, which was great to hear as well.
Thanks, Joss. The exhibition From the Field to the Front is on at the museum. Can you speak to that for a moment?
Sure. So that exhibition is a temporary exhibition about the All Blacks during World War One, who served, the 93 who served overseas, and the 13 who lost their lives. It also talks about how rugby was affected and how it became an outlet for some of the soldiers during the time. So that exhibition, tied in with the bench, really creates a great story to commemorate the bond that rugby forms between New Zealand and France as well, as we well know.
Tēnā koe. Well, it stands as a testament to the relationship and the aroha that exists between the local people and those who stood to defend their taonga, their town. And it's great to have a New Zealand focus there, Māori focus with Tarawhata. Joshua, how are you planning to mark other events, for instance? So I guess this Anzac commemoration will be the first for the, for Tarawhata.
Yes, so that's exciting moving forward. And I think Saturday was really exciting for us because it showed the power that the museum could have for the community. For Anzac weekend, this will be another big one for us. We in Likinwa celebrated on the 27th and 28th of April, just after Anzac Day itself, where we hope to have lots of New Zealanders present. We've got a lot of interest already, so we'll have a big commemoration in the town there. And again, that's a great example of the small French town really recognising Anzac Day. So we hope Te Ara Whātua and the Kenua in the future can become a destination for New Zealanders to make a pilgrimage for Anzac Day. And that's what we want to slowly develop. So it's exciting to have this as our first one in La Kenua with the museum open.
Tēnā koe. Good talking with you, Josh. I know that you went there as a teenager. Isn't it great to have you looking after the whare and the kaupapa surrounding it? Ngā mihi, and thanks for sharing some kōrero with us all the way from France today, Josh. All the best to you.
Ngā mihi, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, thank you. Josh Hansen is managing Te Ara Whātua, which was created solely through donations from Kiwis.